We are going to head out to one of my favorite places in the world to chat with one of my favorite people, our Yankee insider, the great Sweeney Murdy. Sweeney, good evening, good sir. How you doing?
JJ, how you doing?
Sweeney, there's a lot of buzz. There's a lot of moving and shaking. But before we get to Hap, before we get to Realmuto, the realistic possibility of the Yankees and the Mets making a deal. When the rumors came out about 24 hours ago, I have to be honest, I wasn't buying them. I didn't really subscribe to the idea that Noah Syndergaard could potentially be wearing Yankee pinstripes. How real was it? How close was it, this idea that this blockbuster between the Yankees, the Mets, and the Marlins could, dare I say, potentially happen?
I don't think it was ever close. I think the realistic part is that there were various permutations of a deal being discussed by all of these guys. I think what's pretty clear, JJ, is the Mets have been really aggressive about JT Realmuto. The Marlins know they have a desirable chip, just like they did last winter when they were shopping a bunch of guys. And there are a lot of teams looking at Realmuto because catching is thin throughout the big leagues, and you're looking to, you know, to pry that player away. You're going to try to get creative, and I think that's what the Mets have done with a new face leading them. I think Brody Van Wagner has shown early on that he's, you know, he's not afraid to get creative. Now, does that mean a deal like this could get done? You heard Bob Huesler a moment ago tell you that, you know, they've made some deals, but none of them have fallen into the category that a deal like this would. And most of the time, things like this get held up at the ownership level. You know, the GMs, I don't think, ever have any problems trying to figure out how to make their team better and aren't concerned, unless it's within your division, excuse me, they're not really all that concerned about where the other player is going to go. Now, that's not the same at the ownership level in New York, or hasn't been for a long time. Right now, Brody Van Wagenen has the ear of Jeff Wilpon, and Jeff's very involved with this. If that's something that he could conceivably talk Jeff into at this early stage, what some people around here have told me, you know, the Mets are in this honeymoon stage right now with Brody and Jeff. If that's something you can talk him into, well then, yeah, I think that there would be obvious interest on the Yankees' part to be able to facilitate a deal that makes them better and gets them a pitcher that they could plug into the rotation. But I still think we're many steps away. And last night proved that, because it was shot down pretty quickly after the initial reports came out that this probably wasn't really all that close to happening. And it seems to have died on the vine, at least for now.
So we know the Yankees need to add another starting pitcher. The question is, how are they going to go about it? I'm a J-Hap fan. I thought he was terrific last year. He can pitch in the American League East. He can handle New York City. That's always a great variable when you're bringing in a particular pitcher. But there is this question of whether or not the Yankees would be willing to give J-Hap that third year. If you're running the New York Yankees, Sweeney, you giving J-Hap 3 years?
I think right now, it doesn't matter what I think, what I would do. I think what you want to do is figure out what the Yankees are willing to do. And, you know, they've been pretty clear about drawing their lines in the sand recently, haven't they? I think that it's basically Yankees and Phillies right now for Hap, although there are other teams there. It seems to be that that's where the heaviest interest seems to be leaning, as Hap is basically in decision mode. Could the Yankees go ahead and offer a fully guaranteed third year? You know, I don't know how close they are on these other fronts. There are a lot of balls in the air here, because the fallback plans after Hap could include a trade option for Corey Kluber or Trevor Bauer. And that might be something that you look at as, do I want 3 years of J-Hap or 2 years of Corey Kluber? That's the question that you're really trying to answer. It's not in a vacuum of, do I want to give J-Hap a third year? And I think the Yankees are trying to make those sort of valuations here while also keeping the bigger fish in mind, you know, because they're still going to be attached to these guys. They've openly talked about Manny Machado. They've shot down every Bryce Harper question. But I still, you know, I've said this many times, I will never believe the Yankees are out on players like that, and there are plenty of executives around here who have echoed my thoughts, until you see those players, those big-name players, holding up some other team's jersey over their million-dollar suit at a press conference.
And Sweeney, obviously Machado and Harper are going to get a lot of buzz. I'm sure they're getting a lot of buzz at the winter meetings. And you always wonder with these big names, how long is it going to take? And we know Machado has the suitors. The Phillies are looking to spend stupid money. Then you look at Harper and you're wondering, maybe the Dodgers looking to trade Puig. They're looking to trade Kemp. Are they players? A team like San Francisco going to be a player? As far as what you're hearing initially, what is the market right now? We know what the market is for Machado. Those teams are out there. But for Harper specifically, who do you think could be in on him aside from the Yankees? And I agree with you. I don't rule out the Yankees until I see it, until I see Bryce Harper sign somewhere else. Who do you think is in on Harper?
Phillies, Cubs, Dodgers, those are all the legit teams that you're hearing. You've heard the White Sox attached to them in some form or fashion, but you know, there seems to be a general feeling that Harper would like the star power attached to the big markets like New York or L.A. And I know Chicago is a big market, too. I think it's a different type of atmosphere you're talking about there. Those are the teams that everybody seems to be talking about here. You know, I heard somebody tell me yesterday that the Cubs might, you know, be interested in moving salary around somewhere if they want to make a big expenditure like that. And maybe the White Sox aren't necessarily ready to make the dive into that as much as we've been led to believe before this. So, you know, it leaves a couple of options open, and the Yankees have been – Brian Cashman is very clear that he does not consider Harper filling an area of need right now. But he's also counting Jacoby Ellsbury and Clint Frazier as two healthy outfielders for him, and I think that's premature too, based on the way their 2018 seasons ended, and there's always room to move things around. I think that, you know, the thing that, you know, back to what I said a moment ago, JJ, none of these things live in a vacuum. It's not, do you want to sign Bryce? Do you want to sign Bryce Harper? Do you want to sign Jay Happ? Do you want JT Realmuto? It's, do you want to do this and then do this and then do that? Or if you did this, can you do this move and then that other move? And there are so many moving pieces, which is why these deals take so long to get done, because you have to be prepared for the trickle-down of what you have to do with your roster after one of these things happens or one of them falls through. And it's not simply a matter of this player, this player, this player. They all make sense to varying degrees. They all make your team better to varying degrees, but you have to be able to move the pieces around to make them fit.
Our Yankee insider, Sweeney Murdy, he is live from the winter meetings out in Las Vegas, and you never know when news is going to go down when you're out in Las Vegas at this time of night. Now, Sweeney, the relief market. You're hearing the Red Sox and the Mets in on Adam Ottavino. That's coming from J.P. Morosi. We know the Yankees have a couple of free agent relievers. David Robertson is one. Zach Britton is another. Is there one name that you're hearing from your sources, that you're hearing out at the winter meetings, that the Yankees are prioritizing? We know the Yankees need to bring back another reliever. They got to bolster that bullpen. It's where baseball's going. Out of all these names, who do you think makes the most sense to be back in a Yankee uniform?
I don't think they've prioritized one right now. I think if you're looking about it, pitcher Happ is the one they've prioritized. I've heard they've checked in on a number of different relievers over the course of the last couple of days. And that shows you the depth of the market right there. I think that's why they haven't really, you know, the one thing that I look at, and David Robertson is still out there. The last time David Robertson was a free agent, the Yankees didn't jump and never made an official offer before he signed with the White Sox. If you look at the other free agents that the Yankees have had this year, C.C. Sabathia signed back very quickly. Brett Gardner signed back very quickly. Gardner's was a function of the team option, but they still came back very soon. Excuse me. They still came back very quickly while Robertson hangs out there. So I'm not so sure that he's a priority for them, or they're just waiting for the market to come back a little bit. I'm surprised the reliever market hasn't really taken off yet. There are a lot of people out there. You know the way teams are building bullpens and how important they consider it. And all these relievers are still there. I was a little surprised when I talked to one agent today. I said, hey, anything you moving on anything? And he said no and gave me a look as if, you know, nothing's happening and, you know, he's a little disturbed by the fact that nothing's happening. Then I started to think about it. Patrick Corbin signed with the Nationals. No other free agents have signed. You know, you're almost middle of December. You're halfway through the winter meetings. The free agents are still there. And I know that at least a couple of agents would start to wonder if we're looking at a year similar to last year when the market moved so slow and we saw what it did to players hanging on into spring training.
Sween, one free agent who did sign, and I was shocked with the dollar figure, Andrew McCutchen. And don't get me wrong, yeah. Andrew McCutchen was very good for the Yankees last year coming over from the Giants. But I thought he'd be in the ballpark of, dare I say, you know, 2 years, $20 million. I didn't think he'd get 3 years at $50 million. Was that like a great shock to everybody out in Vegas, Sween?
I think the dollar figure jumped out a little bit, yeah. I think the bigger factor is, you know, the Phillies are the ones who said they were going to spend stupid money, and I wouldn't put this into that category, but there were people quick to report that this doesn't take them out on Bryce Harper, that they got an outfielder, but that doesn't mean that they don't have room for another one. So, that part is still intriguing to me and to see how that works. I think there were people who saw, you know, listen, McCutchen's still a really good player. I think you find that that he stays on the field, puts up good numbers, has some value to the team that, you know, listen, you don't pay extra or give discounts for leadership, things like that. But, you know, they pay a little bit of a premium to get a player that, and maybe this is a fallback in case Bryce Harper doesn't want to take the Phillies' money. They at least have somebody they feel comfortable with that has, you know, some of the veteran presence and still production left that they're seeking.
Sween, before we get you out of here, if there's going to be a big move between now and the end of the meetings, if there's one name that's maybe generating more buzz than any other, what would it be?
That's a great question. I think we're all pretty much conditioned here to believe that Machado and Harper are going to take a lot longer than, you know, early to mid-December in the winter meetings. But there's, you know, there are still a lot of people here who believe that the Marlins are going to trade JT Realmuto, and there's too much movement or interest not to make that happen. So, I would think that would probably be the biggest one of something that, you know, if that deal happened, I would think you'd consider that the biggest deal of the meetings because of what people consider the player to be. And really, the teams that are interested are showing you kind of so far what they might be willing to do. I guess if that kicked up again, if that moved in that direction again, for not just for the locals, but for anybody, I would think that that's... That's something that, you know, there's been enough discussion so far that maybe that's something that happens here, but those things are so hard to predict.
Sweeney, appreciate a couple of minutes. Enjoy the rest of the winter meetings and maybe throw a couple of shekels on 19 and 33 on the dice for me.
Yeah, send me.
I was going to say, I can Venmo you, Sweeney. Yeah, we have Venmo these days. I'll Venmo you whatever you need and maybe roll a couple of dice for me.
And we'll put the futures down for you, too.
That's what I'm talking about, Sweeney. Thanks, buddy. All right, good stuff from the great Sweeney Murdy.